Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. Site Castion reports that there were three companies who issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed in their Chapter 11 cases in August 2012. These are Bison Power, Delta Petroleum, and Broadview Networks. Bison Holdings LLC, the owner of two electric power plants capable of generating 168 megawatts, won court approval of its restructuring plan, swapping lenders' debt for almost all of the reorganized company's equity. Judge Kevin Gross of the Bankruptcy Court in Wilmington, Delaware, approved the reorganization plan, paving the way for Bison to exit court protection in just over 3 months. Under the company's restructuring plan, negotiated with creditors before filing bankruptcy, lenders with a first priority of repayment, owed about $147.2 million, will get 95% of the reorganized company's equity, for a recovery estimated between 38.3% and 60.4%. Barclays Bank PLC is agent for the lenders. Lenders that backstopped Bison's bankruptcy loan will get the remaining 5% of the reorganized stock. Lenders that are second in line to be repaid, owed about $128.5 million, will get $1.5 million cash and warrants to purchase as much as 12.5% of the new equity, for an estimated recovery of 4.4%. U.S. Bank N.A. serves as agent for the $128.5 million in debt. The two lender groups, the only creditors that voted on the plan, unanimously accepted the proposal. Unsecured creditors holding $25.4 million in claims and mezzanine lenders holding debt totaling $65.2 million won't get any recovery under the plan. Delta Petroleum Corp., an oil and natural gas explorer and developer, will receive court approval of its restructuring plan settling up a joint venture with Laramie Energy II, LLC. U.S. Bankruptcy Judge Kevin J. Carey said he will approve Denver-based Delta's plan, giving creditors equity interests in a reorganized company that will own 33% of the joint venture, Piscean Energy, LLC, after clarifying language is added. Under the restructuring plan, there would be two entities, the joint venture and the reorganized Delta, according to court papers. Reorganized Delta would get one-third of the equity interest in the venture, and Laramie the rest, according to court documents. Delta would also get $75 million to make payments under the plan. Piscean Energy would hold the company's oil and gas, surface real estate, and other related assets in Colorado's Garfield and Mesa counties. Delta's oil and gas lease with Buzzard Creek Elk Ranch in Mesa County would be excluded. Delta has received two other offers to co-sponsor its reorganization plan since reaching a deal with Laramie, Catherine Coleman, a lawyer for the company, told Judge Carey. But Ms. Coleman said that despite the offers, there wasn't enough reason to delay seeking approval of the plan today for one of them because the company doesn't want to lose Laramie, quote, to chase something that may or may not be real. Things aren't all buttoned up with Laramie, she said, noting that they still need to complete exit financing. If one of those offers matures into something, quote, we have no option but to go forward with that. If one of those offers matures into something, quote, we have no option but to go forward with that, Ms. Coleman said. The company may cancel the deal with Laramie up until the day the plan becomes effective. After holding bidding on April 24th and 25th to either sell the assets or sponsor a reorganization plan, Delta determined that Laramie made the, quote, highest and best offer for the assets, according to court documents. The company determined it would provide a greater recovery for stakeholders if they allowed offers to back a recovery plan that would preserve its net operating loss carryforwards and other tax attributes. Delta has about $885 million in NOLs, which would result in about $309.8 million in tax savings, court papers show. Broadview Networks and its 27 affiliates sought Chapter 11 protection and filed a prepackaged plan whose approval will be determined in an October 3rd hearing. The prepackaged plan provides that holders of senior secured notes aggregating $317.1 million, although impaired, will recover 100% in the form of 1. 97.5% of the common stock of reorganized Broadview, subject to dilution by shares of new common stock issued pursuant to the management equity plan or upon exercise of the new warrants, and 2. $150 million of new 10.5% senior secured notes due 2017. Holders of claims of up to $14 million under the 5-year revolving credit facility, or ABL facility, are unimpaired and will be paid in full. Broadview intends to pay these claims shortly after the commencement of the reorganization cases pursuant to the DIP facility. holders of general unsecured claims estimated at $25 million to $27 million are not impaired and will be paid in full, in cash, or will have their claims reinstated as of the effective date. Holders of existing preferred interests are to recover $14.6 million. In exchange for the cancellation of their preferred interests, they will receive 1. 2.5% of the new common stock, subject to dilution by shares of new common stock issued pursuant to the management equity plan or upon exercise of the new warrants, and 2. 2 series of 8-year warrants to purchase up to A. 11% of the fully diluted new common stock, subject to dilution by the 4% warrants, and B. 4% of the fully diluted new common stock. Holders of other equity interests won't receive anything, and their existing equity interests will be canceled. Broadview intends to enter into a new ABL facility that will provide total borrowing commitment upon consummation of the prepackaged plan of no less than $25 million. The new ABL facility, in a drawable principal amount of at least $25 million, will be used by reorganized Broadview to A. fund post-effective date general corporate purposes of the reorganized company in the ordinary course of business, including working capital requirements, and B. make any payments required under the prepackaged plan. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for August 2012, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300 and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on October 16th. Thank you for listening.